The entire episode of Balak and Bilam, and of course, who can forget the talking donkey, provides many lessons and potential areas of study. But perhaps the most confounding aspect of this story is the apparent inconsistency and change of heart, change of mind, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself seems to undergo. On the one hand, in the beginning, in Perek Chafet, Pasuk Yudbet, when Balak asks Bilam, hires him through his emissaries to go, Bilam says, I don't know, I have to ask Hashem, I have to ask God. And right away in Pasuk Yudbet, the Pasuk tells us that Hashem tells him unequivocally, Lo telech imahem, you can't go, Lo teor esam, you can't curse them, Ki Baruch Hu, they're a blessed people. So Hashem initially is very, very against. However, as we know, after receiving the negative response, Balak sends back more prestigious emissaries and more money. And once again, Balaam says, okay, I have to ask God. And then now, 8 psukim later in Pasuk Chaf, Hashem tells him, Im likro lecha bo anashim, kum lechitam. These people have come again to get you to go with them. You're allowed to go with them. Just one condition, if aches hadavar asher adaber, elecha oso taaseh. But when you get there, you can only say what I give you permission to say. You can only do what I tell you to do. And that's subsequently fulfilled condition. But at the moment, he gives them permission. And the very next pasuk, we are told, Balaam having gotten the positive reply from Hashem, v'yelechem sarimov, he saddles up and he starts going. And then in the very next pasuk, we read, v'yichar af elukim ki holechu, Hashem is angry at him that he went. What is going on? This whole thing is so confounding. First Hashem said no, then Hashem said yes, then Balaam went, and then Hashem got upset at him for going. Isn't he just following Hashem's second and subsequent explicit permission? What is going on? So the Ramban, in a lengthy and detailed explication of these psukim, gives the following beautiful and brilliant parshanut and insight into the story. He says, really, there really were multiple stages. Initially, in the first stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to go, because the only reason they want you is to curse this nation, Am Yisrael, and this is a nation that's blessed, as we read in Pasuk Yudbet. However, the second time, when they come back, and now again, a second time, Bilam asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem basically says to him, yes, you can go, kum lech itam, if, here's the key point, adds the Ramban, if they just want you to go with them, there's nothing wrong with you going. There was nothing wrong with you asking, says Ramban. It's always good to be shoaleitza from Hashem. What could be bad about asking Hashem for permission for something? And Hashem says, listen, if the reason they want you to go, if the reason you're going to go is just to accompany them, then there's not necessarily any problem. I've already told you the first time you asked, 8 psukim earlier, I've already told you you can't curse them. But now they want you to go anyway just to accompany them. You could go. And by the way, plus an extra point, if it turns out that I have you and I want you to bless them, then you're going to have to do and say what I say to say. Don't be scared of them. So on that condition, Hashem says, no problem, you can go. However, says Ramban, then comes the next stage. And that is that Bilam should have told the people that those were the conditions upon which he was going. But Bilam never did. He never told them that. Because of course he realized, and he was scared, that if he would tell them that he was just going to accompany them and he might even bless them, then they never would have wanted him to go. And says Ramban, he had a tremendous eagerness to go, so he kind of left out that part, and that gave them the impression, you can't blame them, it was reasonable to deduce on their part that if he's going, it's going to do for what we want, which is to curse the people. And then Pasuk Chabet comes, says Ramban, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset at him, because he didn't come forward. He didn't tell the truth as to why he was going with them and on what condition God had given him permission. And he gave them the impression, Rachman al-Atzlan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given permission to curse. If that's not bad enough, says Ramban, it's inviting a subsequent Chil Hashem. Because of course, no such thing took place. And if Bilam will try to curse, that's not going to happen. He's eventually going to be told, clear that he can't curse them, and as we all know, he'll eventually bless them, and it will look to the emissaries, to the shlichim of Balak, as if Hashem changed his mind yet again, and he's fickle, and it will look and make look Hashem look like he's indecisive. That itself is a chil Hashem. In a much shorter presentation, the Sforno also seems to have this interpretation, that the reason Hashem got angry at Bilam is that even though he gave him permission to be a neutral observer, Bilam actually went as an interested party. However, as Nachum Leibowitz points out, this beautiful and brilliant interpretation of the Ramban, and as well the Sforno, explains everything on a logical, conceptual level, but there doesn't seem to be any indication in the text, and the Ramban doesn't necessarily bring any indication in the text that that was what Bilam was doing. From the text itself, there's no reason to think that Bilam was going for any other reason than to bless the people. After all, Hashem had already told him that you can't bless them, and so far Bilam is just saying, I'm going to do whatever God says. So there's no obvious reason why, to proof that that's why Bilam was going, that he had a nefarious change of heart, or that clear why Hashem is angry at him. It's an interesting theory of the Ramban and the Sforno, but it's hard to see it rooted in the text. However, Chaim Leibowitz points out, perhaps Rashi is sensitive to this, even though Rashi doesn't give the whole elaborate theory, but Rashi does say on those words that Bilam went with them, v'yelech im sarei me'av, Rashi adds, v'yelech im sarei me'av, meaning, libo kalibam shava, he went of one mind. He was going from that moment to curse the people. But again, where did Rashi know this? What's Rashi getting at? So perhaps for this, we can turn to the Malbim, because the Malbim points out that there is a subtle nuance in the text. And perhaps this is the proof and the explanation of the Ramban, the Sforno, and Rashi. The Malbim points out that when Hashem gave Bilam permission to go, he uses the term lech itam. However, in the next pasuk, when it says that Bilam went, it says that Vayelech im, sorry, not itam, but im. Says the Malbim, there's a difference. Itam is more going along in a formal sense, but remaining an independent voice, a separate point of view. But what Bilam did was, in fact, the opposite. Vayelech im, he went of one mind. And I think the lesson here, of course, for us is that very often we choose, and there are good reasons to walk with people who may not be exactly who we are. That can sometimes be allowed, but it always has to be itam, keeping our independence, and never im.